Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott Spears here today along with the golden voice himself, Ted Williams. Bailey Hunt also in studio here this morning. Getaway Friday, last day of July 2020. How about that? Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, we're going to be joined momentarily by the legendary mentalist, the amazing Kreskin.
Yeah, and I'm looking very forward to that. I remember Kreskin when I was a kid, man. He just amazed me the way he'd read mine. Now, I just heard Bailey mention over here, well, he'd have a hard time reading mine. It's just so empty up here today.
You know, it's one of those days, isn't it?
I'm curious for him to do that. I'd love for him to say, I'm not feeling anything.
We will see today if Kreskin has any predictions in regard to our golden voice friend over here.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting because I've got a lot of ambitions and hopes, Bailey. And maybe some of them will still transpire. And I've got one more year to have the 10th anniversary. It sounds like Kreskin's on the one.
I think Kreskin's on the line here.
And as here's James Brown goes, hit me on the one.
And as we continue along this morning here, I am going to turn the microphone over. As many of you know, a dear friend of mine, a dear friend of this program, he's appeared I don't know how many times, and he's always welcome. Legendary mentalist, the amazing Kreskin. Of course, he was one of Johnny Carson's favorites. He was
on everybody's show.
But this morning, I am going to tag out here. I'm going to listen, like everybody else, because I'm going to turn it over to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, while Kreskin is on the line. Ted, say hello to Kreskin.
Hello there, amazing Kreskin.
Ted, it is good to hear your voice. Now, when did you start this new series? Is it just recently?
Well, we're starting a podcast next week, I always come when I'm asked by Scott to come on board. And this morning I'm here with Bailey and Scott, and we're just passing along some ideas. I have a little excitement about what I plan to do here shortly with the lovely Treasurer of the United States, Miss Mary Ellen Withrow, is it?
Yep.
Yes. Mr. Kreskin, I want to ask you one question.
Is she on with you right now, the Treasury?
No, she will be at noon. Yeah, but Bailey's here, and I wanted to, Bailey, so she was a little reluctant to tell you, could she have a little mind reading there, but she felt like, nah, he's not going to get nothing with me today.
By the way, you're working with a gentleman that we know. You mentioned Scott's name. You couldn't work with a better person in the business.
Absolutely, and that's how I feel. So I try to get here as often as at his beck and call.
Now, Ted, I've been looking over your background, and when are they going to? They're going to have to make a movie on your life. I mean, sooner or later, that's been considered, has it, Ted?
Well, believe it or not, amazing Kreskin, sir, they have pondered the idea and threw it around for a minute. There, my book—I do have a book called "The Golden Voice: How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Brought Me from the Streets to Salvation," and there were a few people that were interested in the book and turning it over to a movie writer.
When was your book released? Because it's a great title.
It was released in 2012.
Yeah, I love that title, A Golden Voice, How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Brought Me from the Street. You know, you have such a remarkable story. There's no question it reads like an adventure, because I've traveled all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Through my career and been...
I know you have, and I've pretty much followed it in my days, too. I love you. I really do. And I was always impressed. And Johnny, as he mentioned, and Dick Cavett and all those people's shows that you've been on.
My life has been literally an adventure. And I tell you something, the challenge of it, because of the human mind and behavior and what have you, mm-hmm. it makes it all the more meaningful to me. Because, by the way, I could interview you for a couple of hours. I'm not great at that. There's so many interesting and fascinating areas, and the challenges that you overcame are to me a lesson in life, because I read over, I'm one of these avid readers, and when I'm home, I read about 4 books a night, and my library is over 8,000 books.
Yes, I'm sure it's extensive.
I'll talk about it. I'll call you in the near future, because my 22nd book that I just wrote is coming out shortly. But, you know, you read successes of biographers, I've read about 1,000 biographies, the most remarkable people of all are those who've overcome tragedies, challenges in their life, and I would hire them and work with them any day, because they've known how to take negatives and adversarial situations and turn it, and you are a lesson that needs to be heard and taught all over the world. I mean this, Ted. I'm incredibly impressed.
I'm almost in tears, really. Wow.
Aside from and the drug, and beginning with the drug and the alcohol abuse and so forth.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to ask you something.
Just, sure.
Why do you, and there's no quick answer, but the success of drug treatment has not been the greatest percentage of success around the United States and so forth. Do you have a feeling why? Because you've overcome it, but it was not an easy task. What do you think the scenario, the situation is with people who have been undergoing treatment and often fall back into it again?
I felt like it was truly a divine intervention in my life, and I knew I didn't want to do, because just as many people that support the idea of me recovering and all of that, I know there's equal amount of people out there waiting for me to disregard or disrespect God's blessing, and that's my faith. But it's one day at a time, and I nourished that idea of it all, and I just don't want nobody to say, I knew he was gonna fail, I knew it, I knew he was just, you know, because there's a lot, yeah.
And you know, Ted, one of the things in the show business area, and that I've seen a pattern of, and so many the show people end up going to these wealthy treatment centers and so forth, and they go maybe cross-country skiing, skydiving, some come back, and then a few months later they return to the problem. But I think one of the situations is they're going back to the very people that supported them and living with them or surrounding themselves with them again. And
yeah.
You understand what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Ted and I talked to people who moved to other areas and said, Kreskin, it was the wisest thing to do, because they didn't realize the psychological support of what was a negative situation. You are you're an inspiration. I mean this very, very sincerely. When I come in the area, aside from reading a certain Scott's thoughts or what have you, uh-huh. I got to be on the air with Ted. Of course, I got to be careful when I read his thoughts. I'm joking, Ted.
filling me up with so much joy about the accolades you just gave me. I mean, you read the future of what I'm hoping still transpires, because, as you know, sir, as I was telling Scott earlier, I've signed a lot of things. People have taken advantage of me in more ways than one, and I wanted to mark it off as karma, because I didn't live the upstanding citizen and all of that prior to this blessing that I've received. So I expected a lot of things that would not, you know, be in my best interest, and so I just let it go. And believe it or not, I'm going to say a little cliche here: don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, and you have a great faith too. I can. By the way, I did you narrate a film called? I don't have my notes in front of me. Right, was it called Houseless?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Is that a documentary, or what is it, Ted?
Houseless was a movie. Yeah, it was pretty much of a, like, fiction, nonfiction. You know, they wrote, the writers wrote into it a lot of, real life stuff, and then they went on ahead and sensationalized a few other things. But it was a great movie.
You know, I'm so impressed with this. And I've worked with a lot of these people, but some of the people that you did voice over work. Now that fascinates me, because having done the Jimmy Fallon show and a lot of these other programs, tell me about the voice over work. What did you do, Ted?
Well, you know, when the second round of success that I've embarked upon, I've done Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials. I've done.
Yes.
I've done. This is the Kraft. You ready? Okay. Kraft homestyle macaroni and cheese, cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it. And I've also done Mattel Hot Wheels. I've done on the Cartoon Network, and I also did Pepsi Cola from the wonderful folks who put the "ah" in cola.
And you did, you did some of these things for voiceover work on the Jimmy Fallon show. Did you?
Yes, sir. I was on Jimmy Fallon, and that was truly true. Well, you know what? Now that you got me into that story, you know, when I was at 30 Rockefeller Center in New York, when all of this first happened to me, I got a chance to be on the Today Show with Meredith and Matt Lauer and Ann Curry and Al Roker and the rest. And so they told me they were going to take me upstairs to the studio where Jimmy Fallon, late show with Jimmy Fallon. And when I went up there, everybody was so in awe of the fact that I thought meeting Matt Lauer was the biggest thing in the world for me, which it was. I have to tell you, Kreskin, it was the biggest thing. I was like a girl meeting a guy, a good-looking guy, for the first time. I was embodied in that spirit, and I was looking at his mouth, I was looking in his eyes, I was looking at his hair. And so when I went on to the Jimmy Fallon show, he was kind of chuckling about it, and he said, "Ted," he said, "what was it like to you to meet Matt Lauer?" And I just blatantly said, "Meeting Matt Lauer just brought the female out in me." Instead of saying, "Hey, I got a man crush on Matt Lauer," you know, and in spite of his legalities and all that he's faced, he's still number one in my book.
That's so good to hear, you know. And you're gonna be doing radio, more and more radio. And one of the great gifts, and I've known some of the best, you know, greatest radio people.
Oh, I'm sure.
For the decades, and been very inspiring and what have you. And you will certainly follow in the pattern. But one of the greatest gifts of a great radio broadcaster is listening to what the person they're interviewing says and what have you. I got to tell you, you'll get a kick out of this, because Carson.
Yes.
And I did 88 shows with Carson, but
wow.
He never saw the guest in his dressing room before the program, because he felt that seeing them for the first time caused them to bring up ideas or questions, or even if he had not known them before, a remark may have been made that if it was said in the dressing room that was funny, and Carson couldn't say, "Well, say it again on the air," because it's not the same spontaneity. And the person like you, who's gone through all these experiences and can listen, will profit by the fact that a new person coming into the scenario will cause you to be curious. You'll share some of the feelings they have and be able to pursue them even further with a sense of spontaneity. By the way, Carson did not allow any guests in his dressing room before the show. It just got in the news. There were two people he did. Orson Welles was one of them, and the other was yours truly. But that's because Carson had some other side interest that he wanted to talk that maybe the viewers wouldn't have been as curious about. But, you know, you have an exciting life because you've got the world before you, and you've got people from all walks of life. And I know this is not your case, but one of the things that people are losing the ability to have and exercise today is the ability to listen and to hear what someone else says, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. You know, I have to share this with you, too. When I was on the Dr. Phil set, Dr. Phil, he don't like nobody to see him without makeup. He don't let you in his room, in his dressing room area.
I know.
And he keeps you, right, like, really secluded until, "Welcome to the Dr. Phil Show." You know, man,
each person has their style of working. We live with it. But I'll tell you something, and I promise you this, when I'm out in your area, I'll come on live with you. And by the way, one thing you got to get used to, because God forbid we ever lose our culture, our sense of humor. because humor is one of the important forces in handling even difficult scenarios, if you know what I mean. I don't mean to minimize things, but to be worried about what we can chuckle about and laugh about is not what this is all about. In the Second World War, as a little kid, I can remember Bob Hope sitting in the newsreels next to President Roosevelt. You could see Roosevelt laughing because Hope was kidding about every single thing in the scene, and in the White House and what have you. We've got to laugh at ourselves, and yet still savor the feelings, because one of the greatest gifts that man has, and God forbid we ever lose that, is the gift of empathy, to be able to feel the way someone else feels.
Wow, yes, sir. Empathy is really important. Yeah, you're right. Compassion and empathy.
Years ago when I was a kid, there was a man on the radio who's been forgotten today. His name is Arthur Godfrey.
Uh-huh.
And the psychologists didn't know how to explain him. So they didn't know what to... So they popularized a word called empathy, because he, on the radio, spoke to the listeners in such a way that it was almost as if the listeners felt that he was in their home or understood what was going on.
Yeah.
Because in those days he knew that most of the people listening were women, the men were at work, and they were probably cleaning the house and stopped. And it got to be such a personalized thing that the word empathy, because of this one man, became a popular word in the English language. I tell you something, I mean this sincerely. I foresee a tremendous success for you in broadcasting. And the great thing is that as you interview people from all walks of life, even kooks, I'm not saying that you're talking to one right now, as you meet people from all walks of life, you'll be able to share with them experiences you've had in some other ways that they'll be able to feel and understand, because you've had, and I admire that you've pulled through and risen above it, but it's going to make you a much more powerful and successful broadcaster. And
God bless you. You
can't learn in college or in a school course.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take this to my grave. I was just talking to the amazing Kreskin, and I wanted to ask you, when you mentioned Bob Hope, you've kicked it with these people, haven't you?
So, you
mentioned Bob Hope and Johnny Carson. I mean, I was born too late to be able to ever touch the... I've been to Jay Leno's area, but... people you're mentioning, Arthur Godfrey and all of those greats.
And they were very supportive of me. A famous story, which I'll share you now. When Carson took over the Tonight Show... Jack Parr left the show, and Carson took over the Tonight Show. And they didn't know me then. I was in my late teens or early 20s, and I was booked. Steve Allen had the Tonight Show.
Okay.
Steve Allen,
yes,
he moved out to L.A. and was doing a very late night show. I'll wrap this up because I knew the time was... I don't want to mess up your time schedule. But anyway,
no.
He was in L.A. and he heard about me, and he flew me out to Los Angeles, and I'm going to go on the air, and college students were watching the show because it was late night, what have you. And I said to the crew, I said, I don't know Mr. Allen. I've admired him all my life, and what have you. And I said, don't have me meeting before the show, because I don't want people to feel things are prearranged or what have you.
Right,
you understand.
Yes, sir.
So you just walk on. So, Steve Allen says, he's introducing me. Now, he says, your man has an unusual gift. It deals with the mind or what have you. Would you welcome Kreskin? He told me the amazing Kreskin Carson gave me that years later.
Uh-huh.
So I walk on, and dumb as can be, because not knowing the business that well, I'm walking towards Steve Allen, who's the other end of the stage. I'm looking at the camera in front of me. Now, this is the 1960s, the lights
are
burning.
Wow, yeah.
As I'm getting closer to him, the lights are burning, blinding me, and when I get over to Steve Allen, I go to shake hands with him. So help me, I trip over the dais, fall flat on my feet. Steve Allen was not not nostalgic. So you all right, young man? I said, fine, and I was on with him for about a half hour, what have you. Well, Johnny Carson, when he did the Tonight Show,
uh-huh.
the afternoon, but then he went home at night, and he heard that I was going to be on a mental list. He watched the show, and he saw the incident of my crossing across the stage, falling over. And 8 weeks later, created a character called Karnak. And Karnak was this turban guy that came on. It was Carson with a turban makeup and would walk toward the table and fall over it. And it was a satire of me, all, and it came out of that incident. So you never know how you catch up with it. But I thought, you know, Ted, let's... I won't say, I will not say goodbye to you in any way, shape, or form, but in the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued.
To be continued. My God. Yes, sir, I'll take that. I love you very much, and it's truly an honor that I've gotten this consideration to have this opportunity to even hear your voice.
We will see each other soon. Be the good Lord will, and take care, and much success. I can't wait to be on the air with you. And folks, I got to be careful. I read his thoughts on the air, but I will take care, Ted.
Hey, listen, when's the book coming out? You said that your book, when is it coming?
That's going to be in about a month, month and a half. I'll contact you soon, and I'll get a copy of the book to you. By the way, if people want to watch me, I do on Thursdays at 8 o'clock in the evening on YouTube. What's on my mind.
Thursdays.
I comment on the passing scene. I've done it now for a few months. It's Thursdays at 8 o'clock, and people can look at YouTube. They can go on to YouTube and just go look at what's on my mind.
What's on my mind?
What's going on. My webpage is theamazingkreskin.com. Ted, continue. Much success.
Thank you so much.
And take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
The one and only Amazing Kreskin.
Amazing. Scott, you are truly, truly an instrument of gifts. And I'm so honored to be here at WWGH Family. You know, you've had some very, very great guests. You've had impressive guests. You've had talented guests. All of your guests have some thing in common, and that is all of the human interest, the human mind's interest.
Well, there are two things I want to point out there, and because I love being able to listen. Now, here are two things I want to point out. Number one, Kreskin said two important things, and one of those was, you are on the verge of a big success. Now, he did not know anything. When he came cold into this morning, it was just that he was going to be interviewing you.
Yeah.
Now, as we embark on this podcast in broadcasting, as we embark on you doing periodical shifts here at WWGH Radio, what are the odds that would come out of his mouth this morning?
You ain't lying. Yeah, exactly. And I didn't have to, more or less, can you give me a little quick mind reading? Or can you let me know what my future holds or anything? I was trying to get into that, but I was much more interested in listening to what he was saying. And it wasn't so much that the accolades that he did bless me with was more interesting than just what he had to say in general.
Well, and the other thing, and this is very important, and he said it right, and boy, did Kreskin have it right. You know, we've talked a lot about music, and the majority of your career, I believe 100% of it, has been spent as a DJ.
Yeah.
But you are a conversationalist, and Kreskin nailed it right. Talk radio is where you should be. That interview you just did, by the way, ran 25 minutes. Did that seem like 25 minutes to anybody listening?
I was kind of mad that he was leaving.
you had no notes.
It
was just a conversation, and that's what Kreskin, I think, picked up on, and that's where you don't need music. You are just an interesting guy. You know, you're the golden voice.
The spontaneity.
Spontaneity. And you'll always be known as the golden voice, but that's not really it. It's the ability to be interesting and conversational. That's a trick. Trust me, I fail about every morning. We got a phone call. We don't even have to give out the number. You're on with the golden voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that hearing you and your guests there very clearly, but the guy, Kreskin, that was called in on the phone was coming in very muffled. You could barely understand him on my radio.
What? Sometimes the phone works that way, unfortunately. If they, kind of get too close to the receiver, it's a problem. But I'll look into that and see how it sounded when we run the replay.
Yeah, there you go. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Well, I'm doing well, trying to be a little politically correct with the social distancing and the masks and all that. I'm trying to get that going, and once I do that, I think I'll be a better person.
That's a very, very difficult situation.
Yes, yes. And I thank you so much for your call. It lets me know you're listening. Are you going to play the Family Feud with us here shortly?
I'll try to.
Oh, okay. Bailey said BS. No, I'm just teasing.
Thank you, caller.
Take care.
All right, bye now.
You know, and that's an interesting thing. Sometimes it is people's radio. You don't really know.
It came through clear
on the headphones.
Yeah. Sometimes it does do that, and I had problems with that as well. Some lines are a little, you know, muffled than others.
Well, you know, cell phones have really gotten us in trouble in the radio world because they don't come through like a landline telephone.
Yeah, not that landline. That's right.
Like
that
guy I know was on a landline who just called in.
Yeah.
We heard him loud and clear. By the way, Golden Voice is here. He's here for another 3 hours this morning. But we do have about 22 minutes left in this hour. If you got a question for him or you just want to ask anything, bring up anything, get his opinion on anything.
740-383-9944. Or call and talk to the prospect queen herself.
Give us a buzz.
Yeah. 740-383-9944.
And by the way, next 2 hours, it's going to be Ted alone.
With the Family Feud. That's right, Marion. We're going to be doing the Family Feud here shortly, and it'll be just you and I. And I've got some great questions to ask you. Hey, weather-wise from the weather guys, partly sunny today with a high near 81, currently at 69 degrees right here in Marion, Ohio at WWGH 107.1 FM with BS.
Now this is interesting because we do have the internet world, and I just got two messages instantaneously. One said, I could hear him just fine. Speaking of Kreskin, I think.
Okay.
And the other one said, agree with caller, a little muffled. So I don't... The caller said a lot muffled. This lady says a little muffled, and then the guy says it was just fine. So maybe it's depending on what radio you're listening on.
Yeah, there you go, sweetie. There you go. Thank you both for your comments there, because that kind of worried me. I was like, oh, God, Scott got too many things going on over there.
Everything popped up there immediately. It was bam, 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 bam. Everything came up.
Hey, I got a question to ask you.
Oh, go right ahead.
I was asking my friend David. As you know, he's from Licking County over there, Newark, Ohio. I was asking him, is Newark bigger than Marion?
You know,
And he said Newark has 55,000. Was it 55,000? David? Okay.
We'll get a repeat. It's 65,000 in the county here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all are bigger.
Little bigger. You know, people don't realize the size here. I mean, we're close to Mansfield. Mansfield is slightly bigger, but Marion is. I mean, we're not a hole in the wall. You know, we have a Walmart, have a Meijer, we have Kroger, we have three McDonald's in this town,
and a Dunkin.
And a Dunkin'. Did you hear that McDonald's now, because of this coronavirus, if you don't wear a mask in McDonald's, they will not serve you.
No McMask, no McNuggets.
That's right. No McMask, no. Oh, we want to do the phone book thing. All right.
Yeah, I want to see what you do with that.
This is going to be a disaster, Ted. It'll just be a disaster. I'm telling you right now.
Now, when you ask for the permission to be able to do so, do you do that off the air?
We have to do it. That's what live radio.
Hi, can we keep you on the air?
Yeah, that's what we do. Now, Ted.
I want to see Bailey's expertise in this.
Bailey
one,
hates
I've never
this.
Done that.
Bailey used to listen to this show every morning, and then she got sick of it. So it grated on her nerves after a while.
Yes.
Yeah, she used to be a fan, but then that went right down the corner. Let's see here. What do we got? Let's call up Richard right here in Marion. Let's see if Richard will be on the line. Let's see what
we
got.
I don't have a ball cap for him. I got some caps down there that I found in my closet.
Oh.
One of the hats that I have, I must say, while you're dialing the number.
Another caller said they heard it.
Oh, okay.
All right. I lost the number.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, well, darn
Richard,
it. This, just
Richard,
things were
Richard
going so
something.
Well. I wonder if Richard's home. You know, this is a bad
what
time.
What the hell are you calling me this morning for?
That's right. We're waking Richard up this morning. But listen, we got Golden Voice here, so we got to pot that down until we get Richard's permission.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll tell everybody else. I got a one-of-a-kind Carl USS Carl Brashear, which is it was a commissioned warship, and it had been turned over to the first African-American Navy diver, and his name was Carl Brashear.
Ted, leave them a message. We got the answering machine.
Okay.
It just beeped.
All right.
Just pick it up.
Hi, this is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and we just wanted to say, good morning, Richard. And you keep listening to WWGH 107.1. Where the hell are you?
Now, there we go.
Oh, Lord, the man will come down here with a shotgun.
He'll be here before you know it. All right, let's give
now
it
that's
a...
what prospect reminds me of, big shotguns. And
let's flip the page a little bit.
Out on the dashboard in a big pickup truck.
Well, let's try somebody here in, I don't know, let's another Marion person. Maybe we can call somebody.
Have you ever heard of Carl Brashear, though?
I have.
Well, I got a Carl Brashear USS Naval hat that I got on the ship, the actual ship. Of course, I didn't meet Carl Brashear, but didn't Cooper Gooding portray him in the Men of Honor?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
What a great actor he is.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
He's going through some things, too, now.
I believe he is.
Sexual allegations. What in the world is this? I mean, these people make great money and all this, and they got to go and try to proposition themselves inappropriately to a woman, and then 10 years later, you hear this guy has got all kind of, Cooper Gooding's an excellent actor, and now he's getting ready to be into a Bill Cosby mode.
We're calling Alice.
Alice? Hi, Alice. That's you better talk to Alice like that.
Hagel Glanz. That's her last name. Oh, Alice!
Hey, we got Alice on the phone.
How are you doing this morning, Alice?
He's getting permission, y'all, right now.
Hey, have you ever listened to WWGH Radio in Marion?
This ought to be interesting.
Oh, that's okay. Alice, we're just calling up this morning. We're on the air here, and we're just asking people their feelings on what's going on in the world. Would you mind if we put you on the air this morning?
Hi, Alice. Alice is like, no.
Oh, you don't care.
Hey.
Alice, just hold on. We're going to switch you over so everybody can hear you, okay?
Yes, yes.
Just stay there, Alice. Don't go anywhere.
All right. We got Alice on the line.
We are being joined via telephone from Ashley, Ohio.
Ashley.
Alice. Now, is it Hagel Glanz, Alice? How do you say this?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, did I get that right?
Yes.
Hagel Glanz.
Hi, Alice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Alice, what are you doing this morning?
Well, it's my marriage bells are all. I'm having trouble with my tech, so it wouldn't probably do very good.
Oh.
I had that for my, so probably be better for my mother to do it. Okay?
Oh, okay. Is your mother there with you?
Yes.
Oh, you just put her on.
Not here. No. This is a long time. My mother's gone.
Oh, okay.
So it would, nothing would. That would be okay if I was okay, but she's not. She is.
Well, how are you feeling otherwise, Alice, during this pandemic situation going on? Are you masking up?
Pretty good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Good girl. Good girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alice, what do you make of this world we're living in today?
Not very good.
Are you watching a lot of the news?
Oh yes.
Alice keeps up with the news. My name is Ted Williams, and I'm co-hosting today, this morning, on WWGH 107.1 FM, Alice, right here in Marion. And we're with Bailey.
Okay.
And so we're just having fun calling people randomly and seeing if they would like to agree to be on the air this morning to let us know what Alice is thinking about things.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your favorite television show,
Alice?
Alice
is like, why me?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a long time. I don't think it would work very good for me.
Well, I can understand. Well, Alice, you've been a delightful person this morning.
I want to ask you one question before we get off the air with you, Alice. Do you plan to vote this year?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I could, yes.
Vote out of the hood.
Yes.
Alice, thank you so much for your time and your morning here, and thank you so much for listening, WWGH.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alice. Have a wonderful day over there in Ashley.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Then well, how Alice, far is Ashley?
Ashley's about 20 minutes from here.
Oh, is she okay?
There is a church over in Ashley. What's it? There's a what's the name of that church? It's the Psychic Church. That's what they call it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Psychic church.
Oh, that's, yeah, oh, yeah.
How many churches are there?
The White Lily, that's what it's called.
Oh.
The White Lily, there's a big old church over there that every Wednesday they serve a free meal.
Uh-huh.
And the reverend for a long time, I think he's still there, Stephen Clevenger, he was psychic.
Another Kreskin over
Another
there.
Another Kreskin. He came on the program here one morning.
I bet you he tries to read how many people are going to give a $5 bill in the collection.
He's got to know. He's got to know what the till is going to be.
Yeah. He does an estimate.
Well, I tell you, Alice was a delight. Was she? I mean, you can't ask for a guest like that.
That's right. She did wake up this morning and accepted our permission to put her on the air.
She was a delightful lady, and we thank her for all that.
I kind of couldn't understand a little bit of it, because it sounded like she was like, well, yes, well, you know, I didn't know.
I had no idea what was going on.
Well, she sounded okay before we put her on the air. Maybe she got a little frightened. Yeah. You know, people.
How are you doing, Alice?
You know, we get mic fright from time to time. Now, don't forget, Ted Williams is going to be making a big announcement today between 12 and 1 when Mary Ellen Withrow joins us. And the next two solid hours, starting at 10:15, it's Family Feud with Ted Williams. And that is going to be so
cool. We're going to have a ball. I can't wait to say welcome to the Family Feud.
And I'll get to sit here and engineer, and it'll be the first time since 1993
that's right.
that Ted has done an air shift by himself.
That's 27 years. You know,
27 years.
27 years. Wow, girl, you had to go ahead and put that out there. You're an old ass man in here.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Now, Ted, what do we want people to know? Well, as you look ahead, because we'll talk about this with Mary Ellen when she comes in, because she, you know, was the treasurer under Bill Clinton and Hillary.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you make of the presidential election coming up in a few months?
Well, I think it was said well the other day, 2 70-year-old white men running and nothing else happening on the board. I want to bring some excitement to this political agenda. And I've been thinking strongly about it. You know, a few years ago, Scott, you prompted me to take a chance at a run. That's when politics was politics.
You did it right on this show 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
That's how old I'm getting.
Yeah,
how long I've been
these
around.
Years are going by fast, aren't they?
They are, aren't they?
But I have to say, you know, there's still some things that have to be done, and not building Mexican walls or calling the media liars and all of that mudslinging that's going on and trying to incorporate Russia into meddling with all kind of election situations going on. Russia don't care about us. When is Mr. Donald? I got my trumpet bear. You don't see Vladimir Putin going, I got my trumpet bear.
Why do you think people are so interested in politics now? Didn't used to be. People didn't
America,
talk politics.
As we once knew it, is not the same.
It's not the same. We're all. Yeah. You know what? How are we going to vote this year? I mean, we're going to vote on November the 3rd, is my understanding.
Yeah.
But how are we going to
do it? Well, they're already talking about what? Doing it all by mail? Or you know, voting is not going to be the process with the booths anymore, I don't think.
See, I like to go to a booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we do it by mail, I see a lot of people not voting.
Yeah.
Well, people won't know what it is. They'll think it's junk mail, and they'll throw it. They'll think that it's like a jury summons, and they'll throw it in the garbage. I'm not doing this. What's this all about?
And then they'll think it's all, another like spam, you know, those kind of things. Because now they're talking about don't plant the seeds you get in your mail. They're all from China. Then, you know, poor Chinese people, nobody's eating Chinese food no more.
Oh, I got a story, Ted. I got a great story.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went down to my mailbox.
Okay.
And in my mailbox, I've told this
seeds?
Story. No. There was a package.
Okay.
And you know, when you see a package in your mailbox, you get excited for a moment because you think, I didn't order anything. Who sent me a gift? So I go into the mailbox, and it's a package from Kohl's.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, ooh, somebody's got me a hoodie. And I'm excited. So I open this package. Well, I don't open it. I pull it out of my mailbox.
Yeah.
And the address is not mine, and the name is not mine. This clearly is not my package. But I do know where it's like a street over from where I live. So I figure, okay, I'll just put this back in the mailbox, and then the mail person can deliver it. And then I said to myself, oh, wait a second. They didn't deliver it right the first time. What's the chances they're going to do it the second time? Maybe I'll just become a mail carrier, and I'll take it on over to this person's house.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man of the people that way, Ted.
Yes.
Man of the people.
Of the people.
Just
I got
mark
you.
It down.
That's right.
Man
of
the people.
People.
I'm here every morning being the man of the people.
Right.
Nothing better than the man of the people.
I love that.
All right.
Okay.
So, I go over with this package in hand, to this girl's house.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to walk up the driveway.
Okay.
And as I'm walking up the driveway, I immediately sense trouble. I should not be here.
Yeah.
It's trouble because the door is open, and it's a glass door. And I can see her and a very young child inside the door. And now they've seen me.
Because
I just wanted to throw it on her porch and get the heck out of there.
Right.
That's all I wanted to do.
But trouble is sent.
I see trouble.
Yeah.
I see trouble. And so I go up and I think, oh, now what? Now I got to talk.
Right.
And she comes out of the house and the kid starts talking to me. He's on a bicycle.
Hi, yeah.
And here's my bicycle and this and that and the other. And then I hand the woman the package. I say, listen, they delivered this to me by mistake. This is your package.
Yeah.
Here you go. And she's, oh, that male woman just happens all the time in my packages. And I've called the... And now I'm in a conversation with this woman.
Okay.
I don't want to be in a conversation with this woman.
Here's your package. See you.
I had things to do. I had places to go. Yeah. I was on my... And I'm stuck in a conversation with this woman. And I cannot get away. I'm stuck. I'm handcuffed to this house now. I can't get away. And she's telling me, in the packet, and I don't even remember ordering this. Oh, wait a second. Yes, I do remember what it is. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm sorry. I just did not care.
Yeah.
And so I was there for like a half hour, and I couldn't get away.
Don't tell me it wasn't her package.
No, it was her package.
It was, okay.
But I will never do that again.
Yes.
I will throw the package in a pond before I deliver it to somebody's house again. I will never, never, ever do that.
There you go.
Because why? Are there people that you just don't want to talk to, Ted? I mean, there are just...
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this could have been a very... I mean, she was a nice lady, I think.
Yeah.
I certainly know more about her now than I anticipated.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that it just... I thought, why is this happening?
Yeah, it happens. I've tried to... People say, excuse me, are you the man that was on Dr. Phil or something? And I say, no, that's my brother. A lot of people think we look alike. And then they look at me like... You sure? No, actually, I'm not. I just look like that guy. You're talking about Ted Williams, and they'll look at me and say, damn it, you are him. You know, and then walk away. Oh, man, I just don't feel like talking.
Well, because, you know, I don't mind a hello.
Yeah.
If she just said hello, thank you for delivering.
That's all she had to say.
I'd have been fine.
Yeah.
I don't know where that whole conversation was going. I don't like that kind of small talk.
Yeah,
you know this I can do.
Yeah,
you know, but small talk.
Hey, speaking of which, let me let you guys in on something. Right, we got the pilot written for our show called Second Chance. Marion, I'm going to let you in on a very, very secret. This is the first to know. I go down in North Carolina, rural area of North Carolina, Chadburn to be exact. I'm meeting a lady who is 89 years old. Every time she's ever seen me on the Dr. Phil Show, Today Show, Wendy Williams, Oprah, whatever she's seen me on, she would always reference me to her children and her grandchildren. Oh, I'd like to meet that man. Oh, you know he got... And she saw my mother, fortunately, before she passed away, on some of the news outlets. And she said, oh, look at his mama. Oh, you know they blessed. They talk about gods. Well... All of this goes through. I got a show called Second Chance. And what happens is this. She has a stove that her husband bought her with his last retirement check before he died. And since then, all of the parts and everything are all obsolete and everything. And the stove is broke down. Well, all the kids tried to collectively, and the grandchildren tried to collectively get together to buy her a new stove. But she's not going to let that stove out of the house because it's the last remembrance of her husband's retirement check. My job, because now she's holding the stove door on with a bungee cord. The kids are thinking,
oh, that's dangerous.
Carbon monoxide, anything, she's going to die. But lo and behold, Ted Williams is giving second chances. She wants to meet Ted Williams. So they arranged for me to come down and have Sears as a partner in this to give her a brand new stove where the kids don't have to worry about pooling their money together to get grandma a new stove. And she can still keep the stove somewhere in the side of the house, but she's got a brand. She doesn't know this. So my job is to come in and break the damn stove. Now, when I go in with body cameras all on us and ask for a glass of water, the granddaughter who arranged this meeting tells me that the glasses are in the cabinet and the water's over there. I go in to disengage the door that was being held with the bungee cord, and when she hears the stove go, you know, this big old noise, she looks over and said, what in the hell is he doing over there? Now, this is an old 87-year-old woman. Very spry, I might add. She looks in there, and she don't care no more about Ted Williams, his mama, the golden voice, God, or nobody. What in the hell is he doing over there by my stove when he was only supposed to go from there to there, from the sink to the cabinet? Well, lo and behold, I walk out with the stove door in my hand. Next on...
Oh, that's great.
And the rest is history. You ought to see this 97-year-old North Carolinian, and you bless your heart, you were talking about Alabama. Them Southern women stay long and strong.
Long and strong. hey, Ted, listen, yeah. Can I get that old carbon monoxide stove? I have a lady in my neighborhood who I'd like to give that to. Take care of all.
Hey, we gave her the stove and all, though.
Here that old bungee cord stove. I'll take that right off your hands. Yes. I'll deliver it. I show up on people's doorsteps now. Hey, if your package is misdelivered, I'll deliver it to your house. Apparently, I work for the United Postal Service.
Hey,
now.
I went over a friend of mine's house who has a rodent problem.
Oh.
And he wanted to invite me. He's got mouse traps that were look like beaver traps or bear traps. These mouse traps, they're not mouse, rat traps. These were some huge things. Lo and behold, why do I go up there and see three traps that are angled at each one of the, I guess, runways for the rats or whatever? He knows which direction you're coming and all. I go in there. I didn't step on one. But when I went in there to talk to him, I heard the trap go pow. I look out and I see the tail holding the rat, and the rat is flipping over on the, and I'm scared. I jump in the middle of his bed. He's telling me to get out the bed, man. Don't stand in my bed. You got your shoes on and everything. He goes, gets a baseball bat and bludgeons the thing, and all you hear is the thing is sliding all around.
Because we're about to go to break. I just have a quick question here. The man has rats all over his house and rat traps, and he's bludgeoning a rat in front of you.
With the basement, yeah.
And his big problem is that you have shoes on his bed.
Yeah, you ain't lying to man. He's like, get out of my bed, get out of my. He said, pass me that bat, and I gave him the bat, and then all of a sudden I hear that, and then I hear the rat screaming, and I'm not looking in that direction. But here's what's the funny thing is, he wants me to help him after the second whap he did, I didn't hear anything no more. There was no more activity flipping around or nothing. I bolted out of his house. I mean, literally, you can hear me go.
Rats around the house doable. Get on my bed with shoes on. Forget about it. That's a deal breaker. Ted Williams and the Family Feud. First time in 27 years.
27 years.
On 2 hour.
Bailey, somebody's got to help me.
No, it's all you, Ted. In 15 minutes, don't go away.
It's the Family Feud.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe.
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks. Who else?
Airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping on a bill and there's a ugly face looking at you?
Now, wait a second.
Oh,